From all of us at the AAO Studios to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays, y'all. Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AAO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. I am Z and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights and our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We'll start with your green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 17, D?
All right, so first up, I'm actually just reading about this now. I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs, the running back of the Green Bay Packers, going up against Baltimore at 8 o'clock at night, and it's a home game. I think he's looking to bounce back. He had a key fumble in the last game. I think he's going to be ready to go. Next up, I've got the running back of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jalen Warren. If you need a back and this guy's on the waiver wire, scoop him. He had 2 tutties last week. He has 6 on the season. You can trust him. And the last one I have is wide receiver of the New Orleans Saints, Mr. Chris Olave, playing against the Titans and having a career year with Tyler Shuck. What do you guys see?
Good choices. Very good choices. I am going to go with Trevor Lawrence against the Colts. Going to carry on from that big-time performance that really established him and really kind of shook the potential into reality. And I think he's going to shred that Colts defense, much like Brock Purdy did. I don't think it'll be much resistance for Mr. Lawrence.
Resistance.
No resistance. None whatsoever. Speaking of no resistance whatsoever, give me Drake May. So that's Drake May 4 times against Lupus. Huge deck. Huge. A team that has not had an interception all year against a guy who was vying for the MVP. Fuck that. Drake May. There you go. That is it. And that is all. Big day for Drake May. And number 3, give me Tyler Shuck against the Titans. He's the real deal. He is their quarterback. Kellen Moore believes in them. And he has not done anything to make you disbelieve either. So, those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
Okay, so first up, I've got running back of the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's Kareem Hunt.
Ooh.
You could put Pacheco on this list too if you want. But this running game was sorry without Patrick Mahomes. I can't imagine what it would be like without Mahomes or without Minshew. And Hunt had 3 carries for 2 yards versus the Titans last week, just to put that shit in perspective. Number 2, I'm going to stick with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going to go with tight end Travis Kelce. Again, no Mahomes, no Minshew. Travis is 2 games away from retirement. He ain't trying to get hurt. He ain't trying to get the ball. He ain't going to playoffs. He had 1 catch of 6 yards against the Titans last week. And last but not least, I'm going with Justin Jefferson. J.J. McCarthy is out, or he's questionable. And his only quarterback on the Viking, J.J.'s the only quarterback who can get Justin Jefferson the ball.
And
your boy Brower ain't going to do it. So Justin Jefferson is my last one. We got to see.
I don't know. Like, to me, not to the other guy, to me, Like that's the conversation in the huddle between Mr. Brosmer and Justin Jefferson. Like, I'm on your team, not the other guy. God damn it. I got to go C.J. Stroud against the Chargers. Chargers play a solid defense. They're going to get after the quarterback. And I think C.J. Stroud is going to struggle on Saturday.
Saturday.
Number two, Quinn Ewers against the Bucs. Second career NFL start. Bucs have a strong defense. It doesn't look good for Mr. Quinn Ewers. And number three, I don't like Jackson Dart against the Raiders. I know I picked the Giants to win, but you can't shake off 33 passing yards. You're the quarterback.
You're the quarterback, damn it.
You're the quarterback, asshole. Like, you're supposed to throw the ball. Throw the ball. Oh, my God. And, you know, he made it out of the game, so there's that. But that performance is not inspiring, to say the least. And this is a game where expectations could not be lower. So, there's that. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ. And let us know who you're starting or sitting for week 17. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.